This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Paul, and in case it escaped some of you, we've been having just a small couple of technical details this morning, and it's been quite everyone's been affected, people we've spoken to on the left and the right, so there you go. I can't be accused of cutting off people because of their politics.
And just before we go to Simon, just again, thank you, 317. You've sent through so many messages today. Unfortunately, Macca can't see all the messages and I can, but they've been really entertaining, and thank you so much. And Mark, also, thank you for your message. Me too. So let's go on with Simon Ruth.
That's right. What I've got to remember is we've got to keep talking because all the other stuff that goes on, people aren't visible. And so we've now got Simon Ruth. Simon is the CEO of Thorn Harbour Health with his dog in the background. G'day, Simon. How are you?
G'day, Macca. How are you? Can you hear that? That is two doors away from where I am.
Oh, look, it's
dog that was barking.
It's the quality of, it's the quality of our headphones or microphones, but no, it's probably because there's not as much traffic noise and other news, mate, that's carrying. But that's all right. Dogs are good. Yeah. Dogs are good. They're very important. All pets are very important to us in these times. Casual sex during COVID-19. Now, this is a subject that I think a lot of people are thinking about, but they actually need to know what's on and what's not, what's good and what's not. So tell us about it, Simon.
So, you know, as everybody knows by now, it's about hand washing and it's about physical distancing. We've chosen not to use the term social distancing because we feel that links to social isolation. Yeah. It's about being physically distant from people. And it's a virus that is essentially spread by stuff that comes out of your mouth and your nose. So it's not bloodborne like HIV and hepatitis C and others. It's spread by respiratory particles. So it's spread by spit. So, you know, it's very, very difficult to have sex without touching each other and without saliva getting involved at some point. So, and you need to decrease your number of partners. So we're saying for now, it's not the time to be out there hooking up with lots of people. It's basically the same principles that we're talking about as you walk down the street or you're standing in a public space. Try and keep apart from people. Try not to have close interactions with too many people. And so for a lot of members of our community who do have a lot of sexual partners, that means at the moment for the next couple of months until we're through this, they're just going to have to limit that number. We're recommending that people partner up. You know, if you're living with somebody, you're naturally, you know, in close quarters with them, so it's fine to have sex with them. The UK have even said if you're having sex with someone, you should be moving in with them. We're not going that far because, you know, we'll see all sorts of relationship issues.
That was
the advice from the health minister in the UK. It's time for couples to move in together. And we also recognise that, you know, in our community, it's not just about couples. So, you know, we've said try and keep it to small numbers, maybe core groups, 2, 3, 4 people who you're not going to socially distance or physically distance yourself from. And on our website, if you go there, we're, you know, as a sexual health organisation, we're talking about lots of other ways to enjoy sex that doesn't involve you sharing body fluids with someone. So we've got guides on our page about phone sex and cam sex and toys and dildonics.
Dildonics?
Dildonics.
Simon, I've never heard that term before. What's that mean?
Okay, so dildonics is something I hadn't heard of either, but it's a sex toy that you might have and I control from where I am. So on our last one before, we interviewed a woman called Bryony Cole, who's an expert in this area, and she told us all about the future of sex and sex toys, where you sit in your house with a sex toy that's attached to you in some way or inserted in you in some way, and I have the controls of my house, and I can do things to you from where I am, and possibly watch over cams and whatever else.
So modern technology is fascinating. World.
Look, I've heard of sex being a bit remote, but controlling it remotely, I suppose, is a... What was that wonderful, you know, joke about Gough and Margaret Whitlam when they were in Greece when there was an earthquake, and Margaret said to Gough, "Did you feel that?" And he said, "Yes, I didn't know the earth would move, but I thought you might." So again, Simon, you know, what you're saying is, you know, we need to be cautious. We know how this is transmitted. What would you say to people who say, you know, to be unrealistic, you can't be having casual sex, like, at all, because what you're doing is exposing yourself, you know, to much, much greater risk. What would you say to people who'd say that?
If they can't have sex, well, you know, we all...
Casual sex, I suppose. You know, if you have a partner, and you have a...
Well, right now, that's essentially what we're saying.
Okay.
It's time to stop having casual sex. You know, it's too high a risk, as with all physical and social distancing measures. So right now we're saying it's time not to do this. We will be putting out marketing on the apps, Scruff and Squirt and others, over the weekend and in the coming weeks, actually encouraging people to, you know, to not go there. If you look on the apps right now, there's a lot of people on there talking about the fact that each other shouldn't be trying to hook up. Yeah. You know, but this could go on for 6 months, and we realise that, you know, things are going to change, and then suddenly in 8 weeks there's going to be a whole bunch of people who've had the virus and have recovered and possibly can't pass it on anymore or can't contract it. And so our messaging is going to need to keep changing. And it's going to become much more complex as this pandemic moves on.
You know, what this says to me, Simon, is what a crucial role Thorn Harbour plays in our community and in the broader community, you know, with our straight allies, about sexual health. And this is actually, it is about sexual health, but it's about, you know, if you're not careful with this, if you don't follow the right protocols, you might die.
That's
the bottom line. I mean, you know, it would be the ultimate dead route.
Yes. When we looked at this a week and a half ago, and we looked around the world to say, what are other people saying about sex? And we couldn't actually find anything. We couldn't even find anything where someone said kissing would spread it. And we thought, right, let's come up with something common sense and put it out there. And government wouldn't tell us anything either. So everyone was saying it's not sexually transmitted, but clearly it's transmitted through sex. It is very, very difficult not to have spit somewhere in sexual contact with someone.
Skin-to-skin content, contact, because, you know, if you've got it, you know, on your shoulders, on your arms, on your face, you know, if you're not kissing, like, you're going to transmit it, because at some point your skin comes into contact with that skin, it transfers, and you touch your skin, and then it's not a long line.
The other thing we're doing, we're working with Dr. George Fawzin Smith, and if people want to email us ideas, they can go to our website and give us ideas of things that they think might be safe or safer. We're prepared to run them by George. He will do short videos explaining the risks associated with them. But the bottom line is, this is spread through contact, and contact with others, particularly if they're not people in your close-knit circle, is going to spread this virus. So I'm the first CEO of an AIDS organisation, I think, in 40 years to say don't have casual sex. But it certainly will not be this way forever.
I'm making a note of the date and time.
But Simon, I think it's just a great response from the Thorn Harbour. I mean, you guys have got a massive amount of knowledge and advice to give to people about trying to limit the spread of...
And reputation
about how to limit the spread of diseases and viruses and bacterial infections. And so you are the best place, people, to advise the government, I think. You've probably got more knowledge in Thorn Harbour than the whole of some of those departments put together. So I think this is a great stance for you as an organisation, and probably want to spread in other parts of the world as well, because I think, you know, you are leading lights in terms of how you try and deal with these situations here in Australia, and I think you should be credited for all the great work you guys have done and continue to do.
Thanks, guys.
One final thing, Simon, I want to ask, and I'll, you know, I'll let you finish as well, is, you know, in terms of the counselling and the mental health support, you know, for the community, that's going to be a big load. You know, Thorn Harbour already carries a lot of that load, but that's going to be a big load moving forward, and also as we come through this, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's interesting times, isn't it? You know, I know so many people who've been laid off their jobs and their businesses that are closing down, and we're really going to need to focus on that in a couple of months to try and build everything back up again. But we have networked harder. We've moved all of our counselling programs remotely. You know, and every counselling session right now, people mention COVID-19. It's become, whether it's family violence or drug and alcohol or whatever the service is, this is ever present in everything we do, and I think Switchboard would say exactly the same thing. But we're working harder than we've ever worked. We're setting up volunteer programs, so we've moved all of our HIV programs remotely. We're setting up teams of volunteers to phone in and check on people and see how they're going. Ro Allen has said, can we do that for the LGBTI community? So in the next few days we'll be talking about that and setting up programs where we can arrange for someone to just keep track of you if you feel that, you know, you're a bit socially isolated and you don't have those people that you can connect with, that we will try and keep track of how you're going and with our volunteers. And, you know, we've said to who's prepared to volunteer from our current base, and we've had close to 100 people say, I'm happy to help. I've got extra time. So, you know, it's for our community, in a lot of ways, it's going to become much busier. I mean, if there's just one other thing I could add, there's some rumours going around that antiretroviral drugs and PrEP either prevent or treat the virus. It's not true. There is no evidence right now that any of those drugs provide you any safety when it comes to this virus. So you'll often see on the apps right now people saying, I'm PrEP, I can't catch the virus. That is not the case. So you need to take the same precautions as everybody else.
Exactly. And look, as you roll out, and thanks for clarifying that, as you roll out this increased support, Simon, you know, you're always welcome on this show, and I know there's other shows on Joy that you know, we engage with you about. But, let's touch base again soon when you start to roll out some of that increased support. I think it's important the community knows about it.
Cheers. Thanks, Baker. Thanks, Paul. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.